here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, July 14th, 2013. Today is the birthday of the Swedish film director and writer Ingmar Bergman, born in Uppsala, 1918. He studied theater in college and made his way into the film business in 1941, rewriting screenplays. Over the next decade, he wrote and directed more than a dozen movies. His first big international success came in 1955 with Smiles of a Summer Night, which won the Grand Prix at the Cannes Film Festival. The Seventh Seal and Wild Strawberries followed in 1957. He influenced an entire generation of young filmmakers. Woody Allen called Bergman probably the greatest film artist since the invention of the motion picture camera. On this day in 1881, Henry McCarty, better known as Billy the Kid, was shot dead at the age of 21 by Sheriff Pat Garrett in New Mexico. Billy had escaped from the county jail and killed the two guards on duty. He headed for the home of his friend, but Garrett was waiting inside the door and shot him once above the heart. Today is the birthday of Woody Guthrie, born in Oklahoma in 1912. He never finished high school, but he spent his spare time reading books at the local library. He took occasional jobs as a sign painter, started playing music on a guitar he found in the street. During the Dust Bowl in the mid-1930s, Guthrie followed workers who were moving to California. They taught him traditional folk and blues songs, and Guthrie went on to write thousands of them on his own, including Hobo's Lullaby and This Train is Bound for Glory. In 1940, he wrote the folk classic This Land is Your Land because he had grown sick of hearing Irving Berlin's God Bless America. Here is a poem by Dorian Lox entitled Puzzle Dust. When the final piece is lifted and set in place, completing the field, filling the hole in a grove of trees, a jagged gap in the ocean or the flat black sky, when the scene is whole before me, tiny men, arms thin as wicks, walking briskly along a gray, rain-riven street, the woman bent to her dog under an awning, his wet head held up with trust, one white paw in her hand, tip of his tail I kept trying all day to press into the starry night, ruffled hem of her blown-up skirt that never fit into the distant waves breaking along the shore, and the bridge, its rick-rack of steel girders I thought were train tracks or a fallen fence, when it all at last makes sense, a vast satisfaction fills me. The mossy boulders, pleasing in their eternal random piles, the river eased around them, green with its fever to reach the sea, a ragged bunch of flowers gathered from the hills I've locked together, edge to edge, and placed in a glittering vase behind a window streaked with rain, which the child in his woolen cap looks into. Boxes of candy wrapped and displayed, desire burning in his belly, precursor to the fire that could have broken his small heart, open like a coal someday in his future, which for him is nothing but this empty box, layered with a fine dust, the stuff from which he was born and will die into, carried, weightless, to summer's open door, where I bang my hand against the cardboard, watch the particles, like chaff or ashes, vanish in wind. Puzzle Dust, a poem by Dorian Lox from her collection Facts About the Moon, published by Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you will join us next time on the Writer's Almanac.